The video is horrendous. 20-year-old Kevin Ward running onto the dirt track at Canandaigua Motorsports Park in upstate New York, seeming to gesture at NASCAR star Tony Stewart, who is in this sprint race because it's a hobby and had just edged Ward's car off the track. Then Stewart hit Ward, who died hours later. Stewart eventually pulled out of the next day's more prestigious NASCAR race in nearby Watkins Glen. But the auto racing world, a very big world, is reeling. Reporter Cody Combs of 13 Wham News in Rochester, New York, is here. And Cody, some of us have been to this part of upstate New York, south of Rochester. How big is race car driving there?
It's very, very big. It's a part of the town, and it's on the tip of everyone's tongue, per se.
Well, we understand after this terrible event Saturday night, Stewart didn't initially pull out of the Watkins Glen race on Sunday. There was quite a firestorm. His team said it was going to be business as usual, and then he was asked to leave. Are there questions about whether or not the NASCAR people should have asked him not to race on Sunday? He's the one who decided not to.
There are a lot of people asking those questions, but I think, surprisingly, a lot of the ones asking those questions are people that don't necessarily pay attention to NASCAR versus the fans with whom I've spoken that say they kind of understand it, and they say it kind of comes with the territory of racing. Two very, very different ways of looking at this, kind of polarizing.
Right. So NASCAR fans were missing him on Sunday night, Stewart. But what are officials saying? You know, the question initially was, did Stewart intentionally hit Ward or maybe try to rush him back, or maybe not even see him?
Yeah, the Ontario County Sheriff's Office held a news conference yesterday saying at this time they do not plan on pressing charges, but they're not ruling anything out. They say right now, according to the video they have, according to the witnesses with whom they've spoken, there's no evidence to suggest there was any intent by Stewart. That being said, they are actually soliciting people to send in videos, send in anything that they might have seen to help them along with this investigation. But as of right now, they say there's no evidence that proves any intent on Stewart's part.
And again, the racing at Canandaigua Motorsports Park isn't as high-end as the NASCAR circuit. It's a dirt track, as opposed to Watkins Glen, which was the Sunday race, which was a NASCAR race. We're reading some accounts where people said, oh, this was, you know, business as usual for a driver to get out and walk on the track. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what I asked. I thought it was a little bit unorthodox, but a lot of the fans with whom I spoke kind of said, you know, this happens from time to time. Tensions rise, and it's not unusual to see people walk out onto the track in a fit of fury, kind of point, kind of gesture. This time the decision, however, proved to be deadly in this case.
Well, and Tony Stewart was also known for his temper in the NASCAR circles. There's video we're seeing now of him throwing a helmet at a car going by. Fans are telling you what overall?
Overall, they seem to acknowledge that it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. But, you know, there's a lot of fans that are kind of reserving judgment right now, kind of not pointing the finger at Stewart. And some people very passionate about coming to his defense in this particular case.
That's Cody Combs of 13 Wham News in Rochester, New York. Cody, thanks.
Thank you.